a lot of the times we get so caught up on the number on the scale that's kind of staring us back when we weigh ourselves, and we forget why we're even doing what we're doing when it comes to our health and fitness journey. Welcome back to another episode of Health Talk. Thank you for joining me today about some ways that we can ditch the scale when it comes to our health and fitness journey. I'm going to forewarn you now, this is definitely something that's a lot easier said than done. It's something that I still struggle with, and I'll explain that a little bit more later. But a lot of the times we get so caught up on the number on the scale that's kind of staring us back when we weigh ourselves, and we forget why we're even doing what we're doing when it comes to our health and fitness journey. It can be really discouraging if the number doesn't say what you want it to, and it can kind of make you feel like you aren't making any progress, even though that's not true. There are a lot of ways to measure your progress that are more accurate than weighing yourself, and I want to share those with you because I feel like they're really important. Also, side note, I am sorry my voice is so scratchy and cutting in and out. I'm not sure what's going on with it, but bear with me. Sorry about that. But the first thing that I think is really important and something that I really like doing is progress pictures. And this is one of my favorite methods of measuring progress because it takes numbers completely out of the equation. Numbers do give us hard data, which is great, and I'm not just counting that, that's important. But health and fitness isn't all about numbers. Do you feel better? Do you look better? Do your genes fit better? Can you see a noticeable difference in your appearance? We forget this. Usually we'll forget what we looked like when we started because, I mean, it's kind of impossible to really remember exactly how you looked like when you started. So I'm so guilty of this myself. You forget about all the work you've done, everything you've put into this journey, when the numbers aren't saying exactly what you want them to say. So it can be really beneficial to take a step back and compare your pictures from the beginning to your current point. Because it reminds you that change takes time, it takes hard work, it takes dedication, but it does happen and you are doing all of the things that you need to do to get to that point. So I really like doing them, and it's just something cool to kind of look back on and just see how you've changed over the months or the years or however long you've been at this. Second thing that I think is probably right up there with progress pictures as far as my favorite thing to do is journaling and documenting how you feel. Like I said, progress is not all about numbers. So take note about how you are feeling. Are you feeling more energized? Are you feeling lighter? Are you feeling like you're in more control of your life than you were before? And this is so awesome. To be honest with you, your attitude and your energy levels really dictate how this whole thing goes. It dictates if you reach your goals. It dictates if you stay on track, and just really how you're feeling about a situation is something that we also often forget about. So I couldn't tell you how I felt last week about something just because things just kind of, you know, slip my mind if it's not super important. Like if a crazy situation happens or something, you know, really significant happens, of course, I'll remember how I feel about that. But just on a day-to-day basis, I usually don't really remember how I'm feeling. So writing that down makes it a lot easier to be able to look back and see like, okay, when I started this journey, was I feeling really sluggish and I didn't have any energy to do anything and I wasn't excited about this whole thing. And then you fast forward a couple weeks or a couple of months or even a couple of years, and just to see how your mindset changed is really interesting. Similar to progress pictures, it's so fun just to look back and see how your feelings have changed. So I think this is something that we do forget if we don't write it down, and I think that it's a really underrated way to track your progress. So as far as numbers go, moving into number three, body comp machines are my favorite way to track progress in regards to numbers. So usually it'll be like a BIA machine that I'll use. There are a ton of different body comp machines out there. Usually I think a BIA machine is the most accessible. It will be like, if you have one in your gym, probably what will be there. They will give you a full picture for what's going on with your body. It will show you not only your weight, but fat mass, muscle mass, hydration levels, all that good stuff. And it allows you to get a sense for the full picture. So maybe you gained a pound from the last time you stepped on, but maybe you put on muscle. Or maybe you gained a pound, but maybe you were way more hydrated this time than you were last week when you did it. So I still don't want you to obsess over these things, because again, it's just as easy to do this with a BIA machine as it is to do with a scale. Don't step on it every time you go to the gym. I promise you, if you're going to the gym like pretty much every day, or like four to five times a week, nothing's going to change that much from day to day. I would try to limit yourself, you know, going on it maybe once a week, because you can't obsess over it just as much as you do the scale. But if you are going to use something that has numbers to track your progress, I would recommend doing it this way. And last but not least, number four, you can use measurements, just regular measurements with like a tape measure to track your progress. This is more difficult because there's a lot more room for error. It's really hard to make sure you're measuring the same point on your body every time. And obviously there's parts of your body that are going to measure differently. Like if you look at, we'll just use your thigh for example. If you measure one part of your thigh, one time, and then you kind of go down on your thigh a little bit more, they're going to be different measurements, just because there's parts of your thigh that will be a little bit thicker than other parts. And so it's hard to be accurate with this. Even if you have a professional doing it, it's difficult for anybody to be 100% accurate. So I don't recommend this method as much, but it is still an option if maybe you're a little bit more limited with your resources. Maybe you don't have a body comp machine at your gym, but you still want to have some numbers to measure yourself with. That is an option. The things that I do recommend though, if you're trying to get away from the scale causes a lot of stress. It can make you feel like you're not making progress when you are. And honestly, my favorite recommendations out of this list are just really to check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, and take progress pictures. I love these methods because it makes you dig a little bit deeper and it makes you think about why you're doing what you're doing. And the most important thing that I want to get across, if you take nothing else from this episode, what your health and fitness goals should be for more than just aesthetics and your appearance. You need to dig a little bit deeper and figure out why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Maybe it's you want to be able to keep up with your kids better or your grandkids, or maybe you're just tired of feeling a certain way and you want to increase your self-confidence, and maybe you simply just want to live a healthy life. Whatever it is, just dig deeper and keep that in mind and add those to your journals. Just keep track of them, because that's why you're doing what you're doing. It's not to look a certain way or to fit into a certain pair of jeans or a certain outfit or whatever. The scale is just, I don't recommend it because, like I said, I think it has such a big mental block on it the other day, and it's something all of us can easily buy and put into our homes, and it makes it really easy to just step on it like multiple times a day. And just the other day, personally, while I was saying I still struggle with this sometimes, is because I think my scale broke. I'm not sure. What happened was I had stepped on it, and it basically said that I gained like 12 pounds pretty much overnight. And obviously I know this wasn't true, but for a quick second I was pretty concerned, because I know that that's not possible, but it kind of just freaked me out. And like I said, there's really no reason for it other than I'm just like you guys in the sense that these things can get to me and can bother me. And like I said, it's a lot easier said than done to not obsess over this. So I know that this didn't happen, especially because since quarantine, I've definitely been like way more on top of my health and fitness routine because I've had the time to do it. If anything, I've been more active and more in tune with what I'm eating and how I'm feeling because this has helped me kind of keep a positive mindset. I've had the time to cook healthy meals. I go for a bunch of walks each day. I've had the time to exercise most days. So I know I didn't gain 12 pounds overnight, but I even know that the scale is bogus. Just don't fall for the trap. I don't want you to stress yourself out. This journey should be exciting. It should be full of new discoveries about yourself. And it shouldn't have that stressful moment every single day, even maybe multiple times a day if you're weighing yourself multiple times a day, about stepping onto the scale and being worried about what it says. Don't fall into that pattern of weighing yourself multiple times a day or even every day. Just focus on how you feel, and I promise you, you will be good. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Health Talk. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope this helped if you are struggling with the scale. Just know you're not alone, and this is definitely a problem that most of us have. If you're enjoying these episodes, I would appreciate so much if you rated and subscribed to this podcast, and I hope you all have an awesome day.